Gothenburg, a true pioneer in sustainability. Mrs. Torstensson, what exactly can we expect from Gothenburg as European capital of smart tourism in terms of sustainability?
Hello and welcome to 300 Seconds with Gothenburg, 2020 European Capital of Smart Tourism. My name is Katarina Torstensson. I am the sustainability strategist at Gothenburg & Co., the destination marketing / managing organization of the city. Our mission is to get more people to discover and choose Gothenburg and also to contribute to building a better city. And we do this through wide-reaching collaboration by leading and promoting the development of Gothenburg as a sustainable destination so that everyone who lives and works here benefits from a growing hospitality industry. We're really happy and proud to get recognized specifically for our sustainability efforts. Since sustainability has been an important part in the development and transformation of the city, the transformation from a heavily polluted industrial city in the mid-80s to one of the densest research and innovation regions in Europe, and today considered one of the leading global sustainable destinations. This, of course, has bred some sort of sustainability ethos in the city, I dare say. When it comes to the development of the destination, a little less than 10 years ago, we set out a course to become a world-leading sustainable destination. Initially for meetings and events, but today covering all the branches of tourism. And the fine thing with this course was that this was a common vision, a vision that was shared by important stakeholders of the destination, like the tourism suppliers, the municipality, and not the least by politicians, and politicians from both parts, both the one in opposition and the ones in power. And we believe that this shared vision was possible through the long-term collaboration we had with the industry and also the relations that are based on trust. And we think that sticking to this course and vision is still the way forward for us, maybe more than ever. So from this, you can expect us to keep on being ambitious in developing our destination in a sustainable direction and in broad collaboration. You can also expect us to keep on using meetings and events as a tool to drive sustainable development and to make change happen, to showcase sustainable and attractive solutions, and also to test new solutions, and sometimes also to challenge persisting norms. You can also expect us to keep on using benchmarks as a tool to set structures and processes, and a tool to develop both as a destination marketing organization and as a destination. We use the Global Destination Sustainability Index, for example. But we also believe that the concept of smart tourism with its four pillars will help us to develop even further, both on being a smart and sustainable destination. So, what are we up to now then? Well, like everyone else, we're trying to figure out the future for our industry. Like, what will consumer behavior look like? When will the new normal be here? What about digital behavior and what data do we need? And also, like everyone else, we are trying to support the industry in the best ways we can. But we are also being really aware that we have some major challenges to tackle, like a climate emergency, a biodiversity emergency, and we can also see increasing inequalities in society. And these are challenges that affect our industry and that the industry are dependent on. So we believe that our industry can be a positive part of finding attractive solutions. For example, the city of Gothenburg has set a goal of being climate neutral in 2030. And of course, we will contribute to this and we will see to that the destination actors will contribute to this. For example, the amusement park in Gothenburg, Liseberg, which is Sweden's largest tourist attraction, they have a goal to offer a climate neutral park experience by 2025. So from this, you can expect us to collaborate not only at home, but to interact with the world for sharing and learning and building relations to find the smart solutions. Today, we are really active in the European cities marketing, for example, and also in the global destination sustainability movement. You can also expect us to be highly engaged in finding and spreading climate smart solutions. In this, we are engaged in a project together with the Future of Tourism Coalition and Tourism Declares a Climate Emergency. You can also expect that we will work hard, challenge and keep on pushing boundaries in the ambition of being one of the leading sustainable destinations. And to close this session, I would like to share one of our initiatives that we are really proud of, and that is the 101 Sustainable Ideas for Tourism. So check out 101sustainableideas.com. This is a fantastic source of sustainable, smart, creative and innovative solutions from around the world. Smart things that contribute to reach the UN Sustainable Development Goals. So check it out and get inspired. And please remember, giving is getting. It's by sharing and collaborating that we can build back better. Thank you for listening and welcome to Gothenburg when the time is right.